from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to get to as it is officially football season, and we got a baseball team marching towards an NL East championship. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia people. Listen, we're at that time of year where don't write checks that you're not willing to cash. And what I'm talking about is this, because Kyle sent me this last night. Kyle, who was the guy's name that made this proclamation about the Florida State-Boston College game?
I don't remember what his name was, but he was a Florida State fan.
And he had a very colorful description. That's the best way I can describe it, people. I think his account has been deleted. But he had a very colorful description about what he would do if Boston College beat Florida State. And it had something to do with a red solo cup. And some other stuff. But my point is this. Don't throw stuff out there that if it doesn't go your way that you're not willing to back up. He has since deleted his account. And he's probably gone dark because I'm pretty sure.
He's on the run.
Because I'm pretty sure what he said, people are asking him or making sure that he makes good on his promise. He's probably not going to do it because that was a lot. It was a lot to make a promise.
Oh,
about.
My goodness, it was, and it didn't go well. So you say that don't you know, write checks you can't cash and all that, and say things you can't back up. Well, it sounds to me like WIP, and it sounds to me like some hype here for the Philadelphia Eagles, because Hugh, it's building. It is building here. We are now just a few days away from.
Won't be long now.
No, we're 2 days away from the NFL season starting Thursday night. 3 days away from the Philadelphia Eagles starting in Brazil against the Packers. We've got a big show planned today as we get revved up for Eagles season. Ross Tucker an hour from now. Howard Eskin at 12. Elliot Shore Parks live from Brazil will join us in the 1 o'clock hour. And here we start here today with how good this football team is and how great they actually could be. And Hugh, this is why I bring this up, because I'm seeing a lot of predictions out there, a lot of people saying the Eagles are going to win the NFC, saying the Eagles are back to being best team in the NFC. And it's interesting because for a lot of the last 2 years, right? A lot of the last two seasons, they were the best team in the NFC, right? I thought from the beginning through the end of 2022, they were the best team in the NFC. From the first day of the season until the Super Bowl, they were the best team in the NFC 2 years ago. And then, Hugh, last year, a lot of people still believed they were, right? Up until December, up until the end of November, they were 10-1. And people said, they're the best team in the NFC again. They're the favorites to come out of the NFC again. Hugh Douglas, as we start the season, in your eyes,
yes.
I love when I can't even get the question. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC?
Yes. Yes. To me, they are. And I know that a lot of people might feel like I'm being facetious, hyperbole, because I play for the Eagles. But I look at it like this, and this is simple for me. I look at the roster. I know that the defense, there's a lot of questions on defense. But I've been saying since I've been here that defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And I believe that. I think that this defense is going to play well enough to help this offense be great. But this team is built around this offensive firepower. That's obvious when you go out and you go get another receiver, Jahan Dotson, to add along with the receivers that you already have, and the running back like Saquon Barkley. So I feel like the Eagles are doubling down on what they believe their quarterback to be and what this offense could potentially be. So, yeah, I believe they are the best team in the NFC.
Well, I know you believe that. I am very curious who agrees with you today. How many people believe that? 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC as we get ready to start the 2024 season? All right. Again, so I see the reasons here for potential. I see the reasons for excitement, and everyone should be excited. I mean, the Eagles have Kellen Moore now calling the offense. They have Vic Fangio, one of the great defensive coordinators of all time. They have a quarterback who they paid a lot of money to now, which should be coming into his prime. They have two incredible, incredible wide receivers here, and a tremendous running back that they spent a lot of money on to bring in. Like, the talent is here. The talent is here. But, Hugh, I need to see this before I believe it. And I'm not ready today to say they're the best team in the NFC. Are they one of? Yeah, sure. They're one of the better teams in the NFC. But I'm not ready to say they're better than San Francisco. Not yet.
I mean, I am.
Maybe they will be halfway through the season. I'm not ready to say they're better than the Detroit Lions yet. And I'm not ready to say they're better than Green Bay, who went further than last year. We'll see Friday night how these two teams look on the same field. But I need to see this first. I have questions on the offensive line. I have questions on the pass rush, major questions. I think Vic Fangio probably shares a lot of those questions on the offensive certainly the defensive line. Two new coordinators that could take some time to settle in here. And they're young. They are young on defense. 215-592-9494. I'll tell you one person who does agree with you, Hugh. That would be Dominic Foxworth of ESPN. Listen to what he said about the Eagles being the best in the NFC now.
I think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and I think that they should be the front runners to win the NFC next year. Their biggest issue last year was coordinators, and they've addressed that with Kellen Moore, who I think is above average offensive coordinator, and Vic Fangio, who is kind of a legend as far as defensive coordinator is concerned. They went on and addressed the cornerback situation with Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell in the draft, and that D-line is as talented as ever. And one of the things that we never talk about much, except for when my guy Jeff Saturday is there, is the most important thing on the offense is that line. And that line is still great.
So that line is still great. So a lot of what he said there could certainly be true. They did, Hugh, change the defensive backfield, right? The drafting of Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. They added Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think he's right about the coordinators. He's right about the defensive backfield. The defensive line could be good if Jalen Carter takes that jump. But I don't agree with that offensive line take. They lost Jason Kelce. I'm supposed to believe this offensive line is as good as ever?
I mean,
come on now.
You know what? And again, no disrespect to Kelce, but the leadership thing that he brought to the table was undoubtedly a big deal. No question about it. The way that he played the game was undoubtedly a big part of that. But it's one of those positions where when you look at all the weapons that they put around him, or around Jalen, I should say, mm-hmm. like you can compensate for losing a Hall of Fame player like Jason Kelce.
Ooh,
I know.
A Hall of Famer.
Compensate. I'm not saying that they're better, but, you know, Cam Jurgens is a little bit more athletic. And he still, his story hasn't been written yet.
Sure.
Now, does he have some big shoes to fill? No question about it. No question about that. Jason's savviness at that position was key for this team. But I feel like I've seen teams, when they lose key players like that, cornerstone players like Jason is, that they have ways of compensating. And if the quarterback gets the ball out of his hands quickly and they design certain things to help the quarterback be successful, they could compensate for losing a player like Jason.
Well, they're going to have to here. 215-592-9494. All right, so Dominic Foxworth laid it out. But Clay Harbor, former Eagle, Clay Harbor, on Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to this. He took it even further. Not just the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. He really is putting it out there on how much better they are. Here's Clay Harbor on the Eagles atop the NFC.
How many teams in the NFC do you think are better than the Eagles entering this season?
None.
Not the Niners.
Not the Niners. I mean, obviously they got after the Eagles last year, and the Eagles' finish was abysmal. It was embarrassing. It was like, as a former Eagle and as a fan, it was awful. But for me, a lot of it had to do with the coaching. You're switching your defensive coordinator halfway through the season. I think bringing in Fangio, obviously didn't have a great year, but this guy knows defense. And being there at camp, I've been to a couple days at camp. To me, I haven't been as impressed with an offensive coordinator as I have with Kellen Moore in a long time. I only saw a couple practices. But the way he's able to isolate Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown and have an equal amount of plays for each of those guys, what I saw was Jalen Hurts being incredibly, incredibly poised and just owning this offense. He looks so good. Saquon looks good. And that defense looks much better.
Well, they better be, and there's Clay Harbor laying it out. He loves Kellen Moore. I mean, you can hear that.
Much better.
Much better. Well, yeah. I mean, it can't be much worse than they were last year on the defensive side of the ball.
I mean, listen, let's and I try to tell people this all the time. Let's be real realistic about what this offense could potentially, I mean, this defense could potentially be. I just want to put that out.
So what's real? Like middle of the pack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that realistic or is that high expectation?
No, that's realistic.
Okay.
That's realistic because when I say middle of the pack, I'm thinking
16, 17. So like a little below average, 17, 18.
I'm saying it's middle of the pack though. Yeah, it's what, 32? I'm doing math.
Yeah, 16's middle. 17's slightly below average. That's all right.
I'm pretty good at math.
Yeah, we're really setting the expectations high.
No, I'm just saying early on, but it has a chance to change.
You know, if you tell me right now the Eagles finished 16th or 17th in defense, I'm taking it. Yeah. Oh, I would, because last year was totally different. 215-592-9494. All right, let's start off. It is football season. It's week one. In your mind, do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? Kyle, what are you feeling here as there's a lot of expectations now building on this Eagles team?
Yeah, I am very confident that the Eagles are going to be better than they were last season. I think what those guys mentioned, Foxworth and Clay Harbor, about the coordinators being a definite upgrade this year is a very big deal. And I think that we will see that like in the product on the field. But I need to see a lot more before I go best team in the NFC. I just have way too many questions that I need answered. I don't agree that everything's just going to be okay with the offensive line and the defensive line. I just think there's too many question marks on both sides of the ball there, like in the trenches, for me to go best team in the NFC, like no doubt. I don't know. Like the Niners feel like they're always there. Like the Niners are always at the top of the league. I think the Lions are probably poised to take another step forward. I'm not sure about Dallas, but like, man, I don't know. Like when I look at the Eagles compared to some of those other teams, I just have too many question marks that I need to answer before I go best in the NFC already.
I think that's it. It's the question marks about the Eagles. It's not talent. Like no one's going to come out this week on any network, on any station and say the Eagles aren't talented. Hugh, they're really talented. It's a matter of, can they put it together? Because yeah. Last year, for whatever reason,
they didn't put it together.
They had talent. Like, the part that always strikes me about the end of last season is they weren't suddenly talentless. They had plenty of talent. They had Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and all these guys down the stretch of the season. And they looked like a terrible football team down the stretch. Like that's...
They had no direction.
No direction.
They had no direction. I think that now that they do have a direction. I think the biggest thing this team last year where they got in trouble is that in certain situations they had no clue. I mean, and it looked like that. I mean, it felt like that was obvious when you look at the way that they play down the stretch. I'm thinking about Arizona.
Oh, that was a bad one.
Man, that was real bad. Keystone Cops. That's the best way I can describe it. It was the Keystone Cops. I feel like now that with Coach Fangio, you're bringing in somebody who not only knows the game, but knows situational football.
Mm-hmm.
And is going to put his players to the best of his ability in position to be successful. That's something we didn't have last year. We did not have that. The fact that Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a starter, that says a lot about his growth and how much he's picked up, what Coach has been putting down. I think a lot of what Coach Fangio has been trying to do and the reason why he's been really reserved and some of the things that he says is because he doesn't know who's going to actually implement what he wants to do on the field until they actually have to do it. And I think that's the big part of it. That's why he doesn't know. It's different when they use an analogy, when the first starts to fly during the regular season. It's a little bit different when it gets real, when you're in live fire drills.
And it's about to get real on Friday night in Brazil. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles entered the season as the best team in the NFC? 2 years ago, they were that. I thought they were that from the start of 2022 all the way to the end. There was never a moment I thought they weren't the best team in the NFC. Last year, their record said they were. There were some cracks there we all felt, and then it all fell apart. Now we enter this season. The hype is starting to build here. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington starts us off on a Tuesday. Jeff, what's up, buddy?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
First of all, the Phillies are back. Let's get that out of the way.
Back with a capital B after that weekend they had there.
I apologize.
Did I not say last week I need to see them win Tuesday? Next two series, and they went out and won.
They did. 5 out of 7 against the Astros and the Braves. That's pretty good.
Very impressive. And Nick Castellanos is
doing
well.
Hugh, consider that apology, buddy. All right. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. So, yeah, I was telling Kyle, I think the NFC is going to come down to the two teams that are playing on Friday night, Green Bay and the Eagles. As long as Jerry Jones owns the Cowboys, I pay them no mind. They're going to be good. but they're going to be hanging around. But I don't see them making a push to win the title. And this will appeal to Kyle. I can't stand Brock Purdy, and somehow, some way, he's going to blow up. And I'm talking about blow up like explosion, not like be good. He's going to hit the wall. So, and with that said, I can't see San Francisco is going to be around too, but I really think the Packers are probably the second best team in the league next to the Eagles.
Well, they might be, Jeff. I mean, I'm sure we'll debate it a lot this week. So a lot of people think the Packers are a little overhyped, overrated, because it was half a season they got good. I think they're really good. I mean, I think they're going to be there towards the end of the season, final four in the NFC kind of thing. So we'll see. So Jeff, you feel it? Eagles are the best team in the NFC?
I do. And I said this a million times already since the end of last season, or since they signed these two coordinators. I think those two guys are going to be the biggest difference in this team. They had zero direction on defense last year. And the collapse was embarrassing the way they played on defense. I'm much more hyped up this season than last season.
Well, that's interesting. And Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Jeff, good call there. Jeff said he's more hyped up for this year than last year. You know, the one thing, Hugh, that the Eagles had last year that was a negative that they don't have this year, and now it's on to San Francisco, that Super Bowl hangover thing. It seemed like
that's a weird thing.
Nothing
though.
Was good enough last year because they were looking at themselves compared to the year before, right? Like mm-hmm. I did it. Right? I kept saying, well, they're not as good as last year, and that's a hard bar when you go to the Super Bowl the next year to come back. This year, that's not there anymore. They don't have to be as good as the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. They got to be better than they were last year.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're fighting for, and there's a lot. There's a lot of speculation going on with this team. A lot of unanswered questions and everything like that. Everybody's still, for the most part, talking about what happened last year, what happened down the stretch and everything like that. I believe all that is behind them. Well, it should be, because the season starts anew and it's time to get going, man, because we're trying to make it to Louisiana. I think that they've amassed a team that's going to go out there and they're gonna play well. They're going to play like a cohesive unit, something they didn't have last year.
So I am willing to move past last year and not talk about it as much and not worry about it. I just need to see them be good again. Is that too much to ask before I believe they're the best team in the NFC?
No, not at all.
Because the last time I watched them play football, forget about all the off-the-field stuff and the locker room stuff, the last time we watched the Eagles play a football game, they were bad. I need to see them play well. All I want is Friday night is to watch the game and to say, I think the Eagles are good again. That's it. I mean, obviously, I want them to win the game. But if I walk away from Friday and they look to me like a good football team, I'm in. Like, then I'm back. I feel good about the season. That's what I need to see on Friday night. I need to see them look like a good football team again. Because, Hugh, last time we saw them play a game was last January, whatever the date was, 8th or 9th, whatever that day was down mm-hmm. in Tampa. They were an awful team.
They look, what they say, discombobulated.
Yeah.
They looked all over the place. Yes. Yes.
And we'll see how quickly the two new coordinators, how quickly those guys can get what they want to do in place. That's going to tell a tale here. Mike in Morrisville is up. Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
What's good, Mike? What's up?
What I don't understand, I got a coordinator question at the end, but with Hugh's comment about defense is a luxury, and you look at the rosters, if you look at the 49ers, Brock Purdy may not be whatever. He doesn't do anything wrong. And that little running back there is the best running back in the league, period. They have two quality receivers. They got a great tight end. But their defense is so much better than the Eagles. So how can you say, oh, the Eagles are the best team? That's one. You can answer this. Second thing is, Kellen Moore. Everyone's all hyped about Kellen Moore. Kellen Moore had the Chargers last year, who had Justin Herbert, they had Eckler, they had two good receivers, and they finished like 20th in offense, and the Eagles finished 8th. So how all of a sudden this guy who had quality people are now going to make the Eagles so much greater? Yes, the Eagles have great talent, but I don't understand how everyone thinks Kellen Moore, who had the Chargers like 20th in offense, is all of a sudden going to make this team great. And if the Eagles' defense was 30th and they bring a coordinator in, how all of a sudden they're going to be so great with just this coordinator? I will listen. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
You got it, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
So which question should I answer first?
Well, all right, let's attack the defense, because his point is, all right, the Niners have a lot of weapons. The Eagles have a lot of weapons. But the Niners clearly have a better defense. How could you have the Eagles above them?
Well, before the Niners found out what Brock Purdy was, they were a defensive-centric team. They've kind of always been that. The first Super Bowl that they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, they were a defensive-centric team. And they still couldn't get it done because they couldn't score in the second half. And when I say that defense is a luxury, because you speaking of that team right there, the biggest issue that they had, even though they do have a good defense, it's all about scoring. And at the end of the day, when you look at who won the Super Bowl, it was because they were able to score in the waning parts of that game. That game was going back and forth. So defense is a luxury in the sense that it's good to have one, but you have to be able to score points. And on the flip side, when you talk about Kellen Moore and that offense that he had in San Diego, they were hurt. I think the running back was hurt that year. The receivers were banged up, and the quarterback was banged up. So when you talk about that team, yeah, he got dealt a bad hand in San Diego. But when you look at his success, I think a lot of people point to when he was in Dallas and what he was able to do with Dak. Now, the thing that might, you know, people might point to when they talk about that is the fact that when Mike McCarthy, who was running offense, because you look at the year that Dak had last year, and you say that Mike McCarthy was a part of that. So I think it was a little bit of both. But I think Kellen Moore is a really good offensive coordinator, and I think that he's going to implement things here that are going to help this offense take off.
So a couple things on Kellen Moore. I mean, I agree with our last caller about the defense thing. I think it matters. I mean, Hugh and I see this differently. I think the Eagles' defense is a major question mark. It's why I can't sit here today. Like I want to sit here and get on board with Hugh like I did for the Phillies before the season started and say they're going to win the World Series. Like I want to sit here and say the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. I can't say it today. I need to see them play well again before I believe that. I think the Niners are better. I think the Lions are better. And right now, I'd rate the Packers higher than the Eagles. But, Hugh, to the point about Kellen Moore, I think a little bit of the numbers last year are a little skewed. You mentioned the injuries. And then down the stretch, Herbert stopped playing, right? They went to their backup quarterback at the end. I'm looking early in the season last year for the Los Angeles Chargers. They scored 34. They scored 24. They scored 28. They scored 24, 17, 17, 30, 27, 38. I mean, I haven't done the math on that. We're not a math show. But they were averaging in the upper 20s to start the season. Then Herbert got hurt, and they eventually had to go to a backup quarterback. And down the stretch, they just stopped scoring. I mean, down the stretch, they scored in games 10, 6, 7, you know, 21, 22, 9, 12. Like at the end, it was ugly with their backup quarterback in there. I think some of the numbers last year probably not fully fair to Kellen Moore and what we think he is. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC as we start the season? I mean, are they back to that level where they were 2 years ago? A lot of people believe it. Hugh does. I need to see it to believe it. Plus, when we come back, what are the odds saying about these two teams, Eagles and the Packers? And how important is this Week 1 game? We'll touch on this next. Plus, Hugh's clues for a chance at a great prize. 215-592-90. You think you got it today, don't you?
No, I'm just laughing I'm just waiting for the complaining as soon as I get it first.
People are going to be mad at this.
Yeah, I met a listener on, I think it was Saturday night, who said...
I can't stand Hugh's clues.
He said, Joe, tell Hugh's clues stink.
If you're listening, sir, thank you. I do my best every day. Yeah, I'm trying to get it together.
He's trying. It's Week 1. He's got it locked down. We got a clue for you next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's football season now. It is football season.
It's football weather.
I loved it this morning.
I almost put a sweatsuit on this morning, but I was like, I'm going to go in here and rock out with some shorts just one more week.
Yeah, you order your new sweatsuits?
Not yet. I got to go to the store. I was going to go to Dick's the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it. I was being lazy.
No, didn't make it. It sounded like you drove there and got lost. I tried.
No, it's just like, you know how it is. When you get a day off, man, or if you have, a weekend of just leisure, and then you might be sipping on a little something, and then the day just gets away from you.
You put your feet up and you're out.
Like, I'm good. It was a great weekend of college football, so I was like, I'm chilling.
I hear that. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles, the best team in the NFC. Early returns on our poll, pretty close to 50-50. That's how you hop in. We'll set up Hugh's clues in a few minutes here. But, Hugh, this game Friday night between the Packers and the Eagles, it's a huge game for a lot of reasons. One, it's week one, right? You want to get off to a good start. But, two, this could be a tiebreaker. Howard has mentioned this. We'll have Howard on next hour for a while. He thinks this could be a game that decides eventually the number one seed here. Jeff Darlington, ESPN. He was hitting on how big of a game this is to start the season.
Yeah, this is the most important game of week one. And I say that because of what I heard out of there. This team has to get their chemistry back. They have been working all offseason on that. Nick Sirianni knows he has to get more out of Jalen Hurts in terms of locker room leadership. And Sirianni himself knows he needs to get more leadership out of himself within this locker room. This team went through an epic collapse last year. We can talk about the Chiefs and the Ravens and how much that game means to the rest of the season. Forget it. Both those teams are going to be alive and well at the end of the regular season. This is the game, to Marcus's point, where you are setting momentum in place. You are changing the dynamic and the narrative about the rest of the season. To me, this is the most important game of the NFL season for week one.
I agree with him here. This is a huge game for the Eagles. If they win, if they go down to Brazil and beat the Packers, they move off the distractions, they beat the Packers, they win in the first game with two new coordinators, which that's a lot of new stuff, right? You would think it's going to take them some time to feel comfortable. If they win this game, that would really make me feel like they're back. They are close to the top of the NFC because the Packers are a quality opponent.
Yeah, I look at it like similar to the way you're looking at it, but it all depends on how it goes. Like if they just look bad, like if they just look like the team that played last year in Tampa Bay, then that's a problem.
Of course.
But if they put up a good fight and it's one of those games that go down to the wire, that's a little something a little different. But, the more and more I think about this game, and I know early on I said that I thought they'd lose this game in Green Bay. Starting to lean.
Wait a second.
I still got a couple more days, man.
He's starting to get eagled up, everybody.
And you know what? And that's the thing.
I can feel it.
I don't want to be that Mr. Eagle here, but
well,
still,
listen,
I'm
if feeling, you feel you know it, I mean? You
I'm
feel it.
I'm feeling the Eagles down there in Brazil right now. But it's one of those things for me. It all depends on how it goes, like, to be honest. They can't look incompetent. Like, if you lose a good football game to a good team, then that's one thing. But if you go out there and you just look like some of the same things are going on, if there's some drama on the sideline in the first game, yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
So to the point of Jeff Darlington, ESPN there, if they win, we completely push aside all those worries, that stuff from last year, because they won in a new, obviously in a weird environment down there in Brazil, a long travel, different environment, different stadium. They won there. They beat a good team. It's all over. Like, we move past it, and we're on to this year. If they lose, obviously it opens up the can of worms from last year again. But the other side of this, Hugh, is how good is Green Bay? Like, what are we facing here on Friday night down in Brazil? Jaws this morning on with the morning show talking about the Packers and how good they are. Obviously, he's impressed.
How good are the Packers?
Did anyone see that Green Bay-Dallas game last year?
Unbelievable.
They did. They'll know how good they can be offensively. Jordan Love is a tremendous quarterback. They rebuilt their offensive line. Here's where I'm going to look on the key matchups in the game. They have a new defense coordinator in Green Bay by the name of Jeff Hafley. He came from Boston College. He was a very creative college football coach with wild and crazy stuff. Did some really crazy stuff. So they haven't shown any of that in the preseason. Ooh. So now does he open up the bag of tricks now this Friday night in Brazil?
Well, we'll see. New coordinator down there on their defense.
Of course. You better be ready for some tomfoolery. You have to be. You have to be ready for whatever, because they know that this is an important game. Just as important as it is for us, it's equally as important for them.
Well, for the Eagles, it almost makes last year go away. For the Packers, it would legitimize it.
Yes, it is, man. And so this is a game where, it's You hate to say must win because it's the first game of the season. But, boy, you talk about two fan bases that are going – that could potentially be going in two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, this could validate the Green Bay Packers parking, and this could put to rest a lot of the ill feels that a lot of Eagles fans have right now, or the anxiety, I should say, that Eagles fans
have. I have anxiety. Yeah, I have anxiety heading into the season. 215-592-9494. Quickly, before we go back to the phones here, are the Eagles the best team in the NFC as we enter the season? The odds to win the NFC. Here's how FanDuel stacks it up. The favorite is the San Francisco 49ers, plus 260. They're pretty significantly the favorite. And Hugh, I'm not surprised about that. They're bringing back the base of the whole team. Trent Williams apparently is heading there today to sign his contract. So he's going to eventually, I don't know if he's going to play week one after the whole summer off, but he's there, right? They re-sign Ayuk. They bring back a lot of a team that was in overtime in the Super Bowl last year. The Niners are the favorite. The second favorite in the NFC, second in the odds, the Detroit Lions, 5-1 to win the NFC. Look, they had a 17-point lead in the title game last year over San Francisco. Again, that doesn't surprise me. Hugh, the Eagles are third in the odds to win the NFC right now at 6-1. Now, interestingly enough, the Packers are fourth at 9-1. So that adds to why this is such a big game. Niners, Lions, Eagles, Packers, your favorites right now in the NFC. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll tell you about our prize today and how we're setting this thing up. Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy NFL kickoff week, man.
Oh, hey. We're here, Chris. We are here. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Sorry to be shouting in your ears, but I'm a little excited, if you can't tell.
I can hear it in your voice. Well, I mean, listen, your college team won on Saturday. You got the Eagles on Friday. You're feeling good right now.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Joe. Yeah, huge win. Like I said, stone cold lead luck. Told you, Hugh. Sorry, no disrespect to the our beloved Axemen family, but
yeah, that was West Virginia was not ready for that game, man. They weren't ready.
No,
for that. They weren't ready.
And you know what? For to those that know that I'm a Penn State fanatic, I'm not a huge fan of Franklin, but thank God we got an offensive coordinator that is creative and can make things happen. And guys, you know what? That brings me right into our beloved Birds. Since we got Coach Goober. That's what the Eagles offense is going to look like, just like that Penn State offense. Not going to look bland and boring. It's actually going to have some creativity, some motion. And how about this, guys? How about this notion? We're going to scheme guys open. How crazy is that? I do have a few things, though, also to point out, Hugh.
Yes.
You'll understand this point because it'll speak to you, but I view the 49ers like your 2023 Atlanta Braves. I think – sorry, I had to take a dig, bro.
Yeah, I caught that.
I seriously viewed them like the Braves. So the Braves had that phenomenal year where statistically everybody went off. And we talked about this in the beginning of baseball season. And I was like, look, guys, that was just – a year where the stars aligned. It's not going to happen like that. They're not going to be that good. And what did they do? They came back to earth, and more importantly, they also fought some injuries off. I feel like the San Francisco 49ers are going to go through that.
They could, Chris, and then when they're ready dealing with them. I mean, McCaffrey's been in and out all summer with a calf. And now, Chris, I always wonder when guys hold out all summer, do they get banged up when they come back? Is their bodies, where they need them to be?
Joe.
Yeah, right.
They usually do. So I view them as that way, guys, and that's what I think. So our coordinators are going to make a huge difference. And then I don't know if you heard the news, but earlier in the summer, we picked up a new running back, Quadzilla, guys. So he is going to have, again, an all-pro year. And you know what? I'll leave you out the door with a little bit of this. We are E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Fly, Eagles, fly!
Good stuff, like Chris. Sorry, he's in week one mode there. Now, will he have his voice by Friday?
Probably not.
We may have to get revved up for this thing. 215-592-9494. All right, Chris believes they're the best team in the NFC. Are we sleeping on the Lions here?
A little bit.
I mean, it feels like...
But I'm going to tell you why we can.
Why?
Because that was the best season that the Lions have had in like 20 years.
I think ever. I mean, I'm serious.
Well, okay, because they won a playoff game, right?
They won two.
Yeah.
And they were up 17 in the title game. The last time I remember them in the title game when I was very young, and I think they got blown out in the game. Like, they had a lead in the NFC. I think that was the best year they've ever had.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to move the line because, it's a lot of line moving going on.
Yeah, you're the king of this.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to move the line. but I feel like they have to show me.
The Eagles don't have to show you, but the Lions have to show you?
I set it up. I said I was moving the line.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Because I'm an Eagle. I can do that. I got boots on the ground here. I don't know what they got going on in Detroit.
A lot of good players is what I saw last year.
They do. And Jared Goff, you know what? Jared Goff is quietly, like, he's a quarterback that does not get a whole lot of respect. He's a pretty good quarterback, man.
Yeah, he is.
Because he was a cast-off.
So, look, I get the reason the Niners might come take a step back. They're older. Injuries. Last year was their peak year. I see that. Some people don't want to believe in the package yet. They got to do it for – I get all that. The Lions are good. I mean, I don't see the questions there other than you don't want to believe the Lions are good. 215-592-94.
It's Detroit, man.
I know. It's the history. It's Detroit. They've never won anything. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, along with the conversation today on the Eagles, do you believe this is the best team in the NFC entering the season? Hugh, we got a prize to give away today, a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Now, we're going to be down there Thursday, 2 days from now. We're going to broadcast live as we start up the football season, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day and a beautiful view from the Chesapeake Inn Marina. We got a $50 gift card to the restaurant. We're going to play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with the tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Use clues and you.
So, I forgot. What are we giving away again?
$50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant.
You just said it.
Just said it. We're rolling.
No,
it's week one.
Listen, because I'm trying to buy myself a little bit of time because I know I'm going to make people mad with this first clue.
Oh, no.
But you have to listen, people. Got to listen to the clues, man, because these are some good clues. You just got to listen. Okay. I played a pro game in this city.
Okay. Clue number one. And is that a little vague? That you play in a lot of cities?
The first clue is supposed to be vague.
All right, I'm just
saying. Think about it, though, people.
Right.
Think about it.
All right. Hugh Douglas played a professional game in this city. 215-592-94.
The vitriol is about to start. 90,
yeah, just
on my Twitter.
Don't look at your mentions. All right. Ross Tucker joins us at 11 for the first time this season. It's football when Ross is on. When we come back, something stood out to me about the way the Eagles are talking about Brazil and how the Packers are talking about it. Not sure I love what I'm hearing here. 215-592-9494 plus Hugh's clues for a chance at a great price. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Let's discuss it on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Hugh Douglas coming in strong today.
Coming in hot.
Saying, yes, they are to start the season. Hot. Kyle and I need to see this to believe it before
doesn't
we get
help
there.
That I'm blind.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't help if you're trying to, you know, analyze this stuff. The last time we watched the Eagles play, they stunk. But Hugh's got him as the best in the NFC right now. Hugh, I see the potential. I mean, I think we all see the talent, especially on the offensive side of the football. It's a matter of they get the defense right and if they can get off to a good start. Because that schedule gets tougher. You get to October, November, then come the Bengals and the Ravens and the Cowboys and the Rams. Like, they need to win three out of these first four. If they're going to be a top seed, they need to win three out of these first four. And this game on Friday night, it's a huge one here. 215-592-9494. Plus, a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're going to be there Thursday for our show as we start off the NFL season. First clue today for Hugh's Clues, a city that Hugh played a professional football game in. Leave him alone about the clues. Leave him alone. Now, one city.
They're not gonna do that.
I know. One city that you did not play a professional game in because nobody has until on Friday. That would be Sao Paulo. That would be Brazil. Let's listen to some of the Eagles and Packers here, how everyone's talking about Brazil. First, let's listen to Darius Slay. Darius Slay on his podcast talking about, you know, the trip down to Brazil and where his mindset is right now.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel, chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, the police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world, Craig. The world. You know what I'm saying? So.
So there's Slay talking about staying in the hotel, not excited to go down there, not giving me like the Eagles or their mindsets in the right place vibes.
Well, I'll say this. Like, I'm not making excuses, but that is a little bit unnerving. Like, when you hear some of the stuff that's going on. But I think that you have time to get into business mode. It's a business trip. And that's how you have to think about it. When you get there, when you start to go down there, you have to realize that it's a business trip. And I think that's how most people are going to think of it. Because this is how you compartmentalize things like that, Joe. The initial, like say, and I'm speculating because I wasn't in the meeting, but when you have those meetings where you got to get your passport and everything ready to go, because I think you do need a passport.
Yeah,
to get to
of course,
Brazil,
yeah.
Right? You need a passport and they're telling you what to do and the do's and don'ts. They probably have an NFL security guy that comes in and he tells you the lay of the land. And they keep it a beam. Like, you know, I was reading some stories, just doing my own research, talking about how when I guess it was who called last week and said, don't carry your cell phone?
It was a caller?
Yes, he called. He said, don't carry your cell phone because they will take you to all the ATM machines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's real. He said, that is real. And just the fact that people over there are getting kidnapped. So that right there is unnerving, and immediately you think about your fam.
So I get it. I probably would be unnerved, too. I just need the Eagles to focus on the game.
And that's what, like, the biggest thing that I would say, you probably shouldn't have shared that on
your
podcast.
Well, that's it. The sharing.
But he has a podcast.
I know he does.
He's taking people behind the curtain.
I get it. I'm just wondering where the mindset is. Meanwhile, Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers quarterback, he's asked about the trip to Brazil. His answer, a little bit different than Slay.
Obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, the field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
What are your thoughts on just this opportunity to play the first NFL game in South America?
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be their first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like you said, first one. So it'll be very exciting.
I don't know, Hugh. I got one star saying he's going to easily, you know, all the worries. And I got another star saying he's excited. New fan base. Let's go.
I guarantee you, Joe, when he gets there, that's going to change.
It might, but the mindset. It's the mind. I just want the Eagles to focus here.
I get it. And it's one of those things where, like I said, initially the mentality might be one way, but when they get there, everybody's going to be locked in. But Jordan doesn't know what to expect. And from what I'm hearing, from where they're staying as opposed to where the Eagles are staying.
Different?
Oh, it's way different.
Who's staying in a nicer place?
Oh, the Eagles.
Oh.
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had the first rights. Because it's a home game.
Home team.
So they got to choose the hotel they want to stay in. I guarantee you.
Well, that makes me feel a little better.
When the Packers get there.
A little different?
It's going to be a little different.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Anthony in Jersey talking Eagles here. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
What's good, Anthony. On, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I got my whole Brazil thing figured out, man. I was kind of nervous and scared last week, man, but this week I'm ready for some football, man.
Anthony, we all are.
That's how it is. That's how Slay was. Slay was a little bit, you know what I mean?
He still sounds nervous.
He just aired his podcast the other day, I guess.
Yeah, man, I believe we're going to be the best team, man. We got Saquon, two new coordinators, man. Everything is going to be all right. Hey, Hugh, man, I finally realized what you're saying about the whole luxury thing and defensive thing.
Oh, no.
On offense, 8 out of 10 times, we go and score. We got to score. We go and score. The other 2 times, we get a field goal, we good. Now, on defense, we got to come up with a stop or turnover or whatever it is.
He gets it, Joe.
But on offense, every time we touch that ball, we go and score.
Yeah, he gets it.
It's kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby. He gets it, Joe.
You guys sure about this? Every time?
Yes.
Every time they're going to score?
Yeah.
Every time we're going to score, every time we touch that ball, we points.
Mm. One.
Some
hey,
kind
listen.
Of points.
One person at a time. One person
that's
at a time.
That's all.
That's it. I'm just trying to get it right one person at a time.
All right, Anthony, I'll take that. I mean, I'll take half the drives they put some points on the board. I'm good. All right, Anthony, you got a guess for us here. Hughes clues, a city he played a game in. What do you got?
Oh, man, I'm not going to say Jacksonville. I don't think he loved it there. Philly would be an obvious one. I'm going to go with Green Bay, man.
Green Bay, there's a good guess.
It's a good strategy of throwing out 3 cities.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Anthony, it's a good guess. It's not it. But we didn't rule out. I mean, the answer could be Philadelphia, right? It's not off the board.
Yeah, but that would be too obvious.
I mean, if I was a contestant or a listener, I'd be mad at you if it was Philadelphia.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If you're going to get mad at me, think about it like this. At least it's going to be something that you could actually be mad at me about. It's not going to be that obvious. I mean, I put a lot of thought into these clues, people. Even though you don't like the clues that I give initially, I put a lot of thought into them. And if you're thinking on the same wavelength that I'm thinking,
you'll be fine.
You'll figure them out.
Yeah, you'll be fine. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get another clue for you coming up the next hour for Hughes Clues. We've got a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant and Marina down in Chesapeake City, Maryland. The Eagles, as they walk into the season, as we get set for the season, do you believe they're the best team in the NFC? Hugh does. I'm not there yet. I need to see this to believe it. I have the Niners and the Lions and the Packers ahead of them right now as we start the 2024 NFL season. Ross Tucker joins us after the break here. It's officially football season when Ross is on the air. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel, a partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube.
Bam!
Oh, it's football season now. It is football season.
It's football weather.
I loved it this morning.
I almost put a sweatsuit on this morning, but I was like, no, I'm going to go in here and rock out with some shorts just one more week.
Yeah, you ordering your new sweatsuits?
Not yet. I got to go to the store. I was going to go to Dick's the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it. I was being lazy.
No, it sounded like you drove there and got lost. I tried.
No, it's just like, you know how it is. When you get a day off, man, or if you have, you know, a weekend of just leisure, you know, and then you might be sipping on a little something. And then the day just gets away from you.
You put your feet up and you're out.
Like, yeah, I'm good. It was a great weekend of college football. So I was like, I'm chilling.
I hear that. All right, 215-592-9494. The Eagles, the best team in the NFC. Early returns on our poll, pretty close to 50-50. That's how you hop in. We'll set up Hugh's clues in a few minutes here. But Hugh, this game Friday night between the Packers and the Eagles, it's a huge game for a lot of reasons. One, it's week one, right? You want to get off to a good start. But two, this could be a tiebreaker. Howard has mentioned this. We'll have Howard on next hour for a while. He thinks this could be a game that decides eventually the number one seed here. Jeff Darlington, ESPN, he was hitting on how big of a game this is to start the season.
Yeah, this is the most important game of week one. And I say that because of what I heard out of there. This team has to get their chemistry back. They have been working all offseason on that. Nick Sirianni knows he has to get more out of Jalen Hurts in terms of locker room leadership, and Sirianni himself knows he needs to get more leadership out of himself within this locker room. This team went through an epic collapse last year. We can talk about the Chiefs and the Ravens and how much that game means to the rest of the season. Forget it. Both those teams are going to be alive and well at the end of the regular season. This is the game, to Marcus's point, where you are setting momentum in place. You are changing the dynamic and the narrative about the rest of the season. To me, this is the most important game of the NFL season for week one.
I agree with him here. This is a huge game for the Eagles. If they win, if they go down to Brazil and beat the Packers, they move off the distractions, they beat the Packers, they win in the first game with two new coordinators, which that's a lot of new stuff, right? You would think it's going to take them some time to feel comfortable. If they win this game, that would really make me feel like they're back. They are close to the top of the NFC because the Packers are a quality opponent.
Yeah, I look at it like similar to the way you're looking at it, but it all depends on how it goes. Like if they just look bad, like if they just look like the team that played last year in Tampa Bay, then that's a problem.
Of course.
But if they put up a good fight and it's one of those games that go down to the wire, that's a little something a little different. But, you know, the more and more I think about this game, and I know early on I said that I thought they'd lose this game in Green Bay. Starting to lean.
Wait a second.
I got a couple more days, man. And
starting to get eagled up, everybody.
And you know what? And that's the thing.
I can feel it.
I don't want to be, you know, that Mr. You know, Eagle here. But
well,
still,
listen,
I'm feeling the Eagles down there in Brazil right now. But it's one of those things for me. It all depends on how it goes. Like, to be honest, they can't look incompetent. Like, if you lose a good football game to a good team, then that's one thing. But if you go out there and you just look like some of the same things are going on, if there's some drama on the sideline in the first game, yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
So to the point of Jeff Darlington, ESPN there, if they win, we completely push aside all those worries, that stuff from last year, because they won in a new, obviously in a weird environment down there in Brazil, a long travel, different environment, different stadium. They won there. They beat a good team. It's all over. Like, we move past it and we're on to this year. If they lose, obviously it opens up the can of worms from last year again. But the other side of this, Hugh, is how good is Green Bay? Like, what are we facing here on Friday night down in Brazil? Jaws this morning on with the morning show talking about the Packers and how good they are. Obviously, he's impressed.
How good are the Packers?
Did anyone see that Green Bay Dallas game last year?
Unbelievable.
They did. They'll know how good they can be offensively. Jordan Love is a tremendous quarterback. They rebuilt their offensive line. Here's where I'm going to look on the key matchups in the game. They have a new defense coordinator in Green Bay by the name of Jeff Hafley. He came from Boston College. He was a very creative college football coach with wild and crazy stuff. You know, I'm really did some really crazy stuff. So they haven't shown any of that in the preseason. Ooh. So now does he open up the bag of tricks now this Friday night in Brazil?
Well, we'll see. New coordinator down there on their defense.
Of course, you better be ready for some tomfoolery. You have to be. You have to be ready for whatever, because they know that this is an important game. Just as important as it is for us, it's equally as important for them.
Well, for the Eagles, it almost makes last year go away. For the Packers, it would legitimize it.
Yes, it is, man. And so this is a game where, you know, you hate to say must win because it's the first game of the season. But, boy, you talk about two fan bases that are going, that could potentially be going in two different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, this could validate the Green Bay Packers parking. And this could put to rest a lot of the ill feels that a lot of Eagles fans have right now, or the anxiety, I should say, Eagles fans
have. I have anxiety. Yeah, I have anxiety heading into the season. 215-592-9494. Quickly, before we go back to the phones here, are the Eagles the best team in the NFC as we enter the season? The odds to win the NFC. Here's how FanDuel stacks it up. The favorite is the San Francisco 49ers, plus 260. They're pretty significantly the favorite. And Hugh, I'm not surprised about that. They're bringing back the base of the whole team. Trent Williams apparently is heading there today to sign his contract. So he's going to eventually, I don't know if he's going to play week one after the whole summer off, but he's there, right? They re-sign Ayuk. They bring back a lot of a team that was in overtime in the Super Bowl last year. The Niners are the favorite. The second favorite in the NFC, second in the odds, the Detroit Lions, 5-1 to win the NFC. Look, they had a 17-point lead in the title game last year over San Francisco. Again, that doesn't surprise me. Hugh, the Eagles are third in the odds to win the NFC right now at 6-1. Now, Interestingly enough, the Packers are fourth at 9-1. So that adds to why this is such a big game. Niners, Lions, Eagles, Packers, your favorites right now in the NFC. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Let's go to the phones here, and then we'll tell you about our prize today and how we're setting this thing up. Chris in Middletown. Good morning, Chris.
Chris.
Happy NFL kickoff week, man.
Hey. We're here, Chris. We are here. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Sorry to be shouting in your ears, but I'm a little excited, if you can't tell.
I can hear it in your voice. Well, I mean, listen, your college team won on Saturday. You got the Eagles on Friday. You're feeling good right now.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Joe. Yeah, huge win. Like I said, stone cold lead luck. Told you, Hugh. Sorry, no disrespect to our beloved Axemen family, but
West Virginia was not ready for that game, man. They weren't ready.
And you know what? Those that know that I'm a Penn State fanatic, I'm not a huge fan of Franklin, but thank God we got an offensive coordinator that is creative and can make things happen. And guys, you know what? That brings me right into our beloved Birds. Since we got Coach Goober, that's what the Eagles offense is going to look like, just like the Penn State offense. It's not going to look bland and boring. It's actually going to have some creativity, some motion. And I'll be that. How about this, guys? How about this notion? We're going to scheme guys open. How crazy is that? I do have a few things, though, also to point out, Hugh.
Yes.
You'll understand this point because it'll speak to you. But I view the 49ers like your 2023 Atlanta Braves. I think – sorry, I had to take a dig, bro.
Yeah, I heard. I caught that.
I seriously, I viewed them like the Braves. So the Braves had that phenomenal year where statistically everybody went off. And we talked about this in the beginning of baseball season. And I was like, look, guys, that was just a year where the stars aligned. It's not going to happen like that. They're not going to be that good. And what did they do? They came back to earth. And more importantly, they also fought some injuries off. I feel like the San Francisco 49ers are going to go through that.
They could, Chris, and then when they're ready dealing with them. And McCaffrey's been in and out all summer with a calf. And now, Chris, I always wonder when guys hold out all summer, do they get banged up when they come back? Are their bodies where they need them to be? Yeah, right.
They usually do. So I view them as that way, guys. And that's what I think. So our coordinators are going to make a huge difference. And then I don't know if you heard the news, but earlier in the summer, we picked up a new running back, Quadzilla, guys. So he is going to have, again, an all-pro year. And you know what? I'll leave you out the door with a little bit of this. We are E-I-G-L-E-S-Eagles! Fly, Eagles, fly!
Good stuff, like Chris. Sorry, he's in week one mode there. Now, will he have his voice by Friday?
Probably not.
When we have to get revved up for this thing. 215-592-9494. All right, Chris believes they're the best team in the NFC. Are we sleeping on the Lions here?
A little bit.
I mean, it feels like...
But I'm going to tell you why we can.
Why?
Because that was the best season that the Lions have had in like 20 years.
I think ever. I mean, I'm serious.
Well, okay, because they won a playoff game, right?
They won two. Yeah. And they were up 17 in the title game. The last time I remember them in the title game when I was very young, and I think they got blown out in the game. Like, they had a lead in the NFC. I think that was the best year they've ever had.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to move the line because, it's a lot of line moving going on.
Yeah. You're the king of this.
Nah, yeah. I'm going to move the line. But I feel like they have to show me.
The Eagles don't have to show you, but the Lions have to show you?
I set it up. I said I was moving the line.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Because I'm an Eagle. I can do that. I got boots on the ground here. I don't know what they got going on in Detroit.
A lot of good players is what I saw last year.
They do. And Jared Goff, you know what? Jared Goff is quietly, he's a quarterback that does not get a whole lot of respect. He's a pretty good quarterback, man.
Yeah, he is.
Because he was a cast-off.
So, look, I get the reason the Niners might come take a step back. They're older. Injuries. Last year was their peak year. I see that. Some people don't want to believe in the Packers yet. They got to do it I get all that. The Lions are good. I mean, I don't see the questions there other than you don't want to believe the Lions are good. 215-592-94.
It's Detroit, man.
I know. It's the history. It's Detroit. They've never won anything. All right, Hugh, before we go any further, along with the conversation today on the Eagles, do you believe this is the best team in the NFC entering the season? Hugh, we got a prize to give away today, a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Now, we're going to be down there Thursday, 2 days from now. We're going to broadcast live as we start up the football season, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy specials all day and a beautiful view from the Chesapeake Inn Marina. We got a $50 gift card to the restaurant. We're going to play a little game called Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
So, I forgot. What are we giving away again?
$50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn restaurant.
You just said it.
Just said it. We're rolling.
No,
it's week one.
Listen, because I'm trying to buy myself a little bit of time because I know I'm going to make people mad with this first clue.
Oh, no.
But you have to listen, people. Got to listen to the clues, man, because these are some good clues. You just got to listen. Okay. I played a pro game in this city.
Okay. Clue number one. And is that a little vague? That you're playing a lot of cities?
The first clue is supposed to be vague.
All right, I'm just
but
saying.
Think about it, though, people. All think
right.
about it.
All right, Hugh Douglas played a professional game in this city. 215-592-94.
The vitriol is about to start 90,
yeah,
on
just
my Twitter.
Don't look at your mentions. All right, Ross Tucker joins us at 11 for the first time this season. It's football when Ross is on. When we come back, something stood out to me about the way the Eagles are talking about Brazil and how the Packers are talking about it. Not sure I love what I'm hearing here. 215-592-9494, plus Hughes Clues for a chance at a great price are the Eagles. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Hugh Douglas coming in strong today.
Coming in hot.
Saying yes, they are to start the season.
Hot.
Kyle and I need to see this to believe it before
doesn't
we get there.
Doesn't help that I'm blind.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
That's fine.
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't help if you're trying to, you know, analyze this stuff. The last time we watched the Eagles play, they stunk. But Hugh's got him as the best in the NFC right now. Hugh, I see the potential. I mean, I think we all see the talent, especially on the offensive side of the football. It's a matter of if they get the defense right and if they can get off to a good start. Because that schedule gets tougher. You get to October, November, then come the Bengals and the Ravens and the Cowboys and the Rams. Like, they need to win three out of these first four. If they're going to be a top seed, they need to win three out of these first four. And this game on Friday night, it's a huge one here. 215-592-9494 plus a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're going to be there Thursday for our show as we start off the NFL season. First clue today for Hugh's Clues, a city that Hugh played a professional football game in. Leave him alone about the clues. Leave him alone. Now, one city.
They're not going to do that.
I know. One city that you did not play a professional game in because nobody has until on Friday. That would be Sao Paulo. That would be Brazil. Let's listen to some of the Eagles and Packers here, how everyone's talking about Brazil. First, let's listen to Darius Slay. Darius Slay on his podcast talking about, you know, the trip down to Brazil and where his mindset is right now.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5 hour flight. So
yeah,
I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, the police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world, Craig. You know what I'm saying? So
there's Slay talking about staying in the hotel, not excited to go down there, not giving me like the Eagles or their mindsets in the right place vibes.
Well, I'll say this. Like, I'm not making excuses, but that is a little bit unnerving. Like, when you hear some of the stuff that's going on. But I think that you have time to get into business mode. It's a business trip. And that's how you have to think about it. When you get there, when you start to go down there, you have to realize that it's a business trip. And I think that's how most people are going to think of it. Because this is how you compartmentalize things like that, Joe. The initial, like, say, and I'm speculating because I wasn't in the meeting, but when you have those meetings where you got to get your passport and everything ready to go, because I think you do need a passport.
Yeah,
to get
of course,
Brazil, right?
Yeah.
You need a passport, and they're telling you what to do and the do's and don'ts. They probably have an NFL security guy that comes in, and he tells you the lay of the land. And they keep it a beam. Like, you know, I was reading some stories, just doing my own research, talking about how when I guess it was who called last week and said don't carry your cell phone.
It was a caller.
Yes, he called. Yeah. He said don't carry your cell phone because they will take you to all the ATM machines.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's real. He said that is real, and just the fact that people over there getting kidnapped. So that right there is unnerving, and immediately you think about your fam.
So I get it. I probably would be unnerved too. I just need the Eagles to focus on the game,
and that's what like. The biggest thing that I would say, you probably shouldn't have shared that on your podcast.
Well, that's it. The sharing.
But he has a podcast.
I know he does.
He's taking people behind the curtain.
I get it. I'm just wondering where the mindset is. Meanwhile, Jordan Love, Green Bay Packers quarterback, he's asked about the trip to Brazil. His answer, a little bit different this way.
Obviously, once we get out there, hopefully we go by the stadium, kind of get a feel for the layout, the field, everything, and then just play it by ear. But a lot of stuff that's out of our control.
What are your thoughts on just this opportunity to play the first NFL game in South America?
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be their first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like you said, first one, so it'll be very exciting.
I don't know, Hugh. I got one star saying he's going to easily, you know, all the worries, and I got another star saying he's excited. New fan base. Let's go.
I guarantee you, Joe. When he gets there, that's going to change.
It might, but the mindset. It's the mind. I just want the Eagles to focus here.
I get it. And it's one of those things where, like I said, initially the mentality might be one way, but when they get there, everybody's going to be locked in. But Jordan doesn't know what to expect. And from what I'm hearing, from where they're staying as opposed to where the Eagles are staying.
Different?
Oh, it's way different.
Who's staying in a nicer place?
Oh, the Eagles.
Oh.
Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had the first rights because it's a home game.
Home team.
So they got to choose the hotel they want to stay in. I guarantee you.
Well, that makes me feel a little better.
When the Packers get there.
A little different?
It's going to be a little different.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Anthony in Jersey talking Eagles here. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, Anthony. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I got my whole Brazil thing figured out, man. I was kind of nervous and scared last week, man, but this week I'm ready for some football, man.
Anthony, we all
are. That's how it is. That's how Slay was. Slay was a little bit, you know what I mean?
He still sounds nervous.
He just aired his podcast the other day, I guess.
Yeah, man, I believe we're going to be the best team, man. We got Saquon, two new coordinators, man. Everything is going to be all right. Hey, Hugh, man, I finally realized what you're saying about the whole luxury thing and defensive thing.
Oh, no.
On offense, 8 out of 10 times, we go score. We got to score. We go score. The other 2 times, we get a field goal, we good. Now, on defense, we got to come up with a stop or turnover or whatever it is.
He gets it, Joe.
But on offense, every time we touch that ball, we go score.
Yeah, you got. He gets
we
it.
Go, it's kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby. He gets it, Joe.
You guys sure about this? Every time?
Yes.
Every time they're going to score?
Yeah.
Every time we're going to score, every time we touch that ball, we points.
Mm. One
Some
hey,
kind
listen.
Of points.
One person at a time. One person
that's,
at a time.
That's all.
That's it. I'm just trying to get it right one person at a time.
All right, Anthony, I'll take that. I mean, I'll take half the drives. They put some points on the board. I'm good. All right, Anthony, you got a guess for us here. Hughes Clues, a city he played a game in. What do you got?
Oh, man. I'm not going to say Jacksonville. I don't think he loved it there. Philly would be an obvious one. I'm going to go with Green Bay, man.
Green Bay. There's a good guess.
It's a good strategy of throwing out 3 cities.
Yeah. Hold on. Anthony, it's a good guess. It's not it. But we didn't rule out. I mean, the answer could be Philadelphia, right? It's not off the board.
Yeah, but that would be too obvious.
I mean, if I was a contestant or a listener, I'd be mad at you if it was Philadelphia.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. If you're going to get mad at me, think about it like this. At least it's going to be something that you could actually be mad at me about. It's not going to be that obvious. I mean, I put a lot of thought into these clues, people. Even though you don't like the clues that I give initially, I put a lot of thought into them. And if you're thinking on the same wavelength that I'm thinking,
you'll be fine.
You'll figure them out.
Yeah, you'll be fine. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get another clue for you coming up the next hour for Hughes Clues. We've got a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn and Restaurant and Marina down in Chesapeake City, Maryland. The Eagles, as they walk into the season, as we get set for the season, do you believe they're the best team in the NFC? Hugh does. I'm not there yet. I need to see this to believe it. I have the Niners and the Lions and the Packers ahead of them right now as we start the 2024 NFL season. Ross Tucker joins us after after the break here. It's officially football season when Ross is on the air. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.